Blog Talk Radio.
You know, we're getting near the end of September already, which is hard to imagine, but great to have everyone back in school at St. Vider High School, and that allows us the opportunity to continue with the Align for Life podcast series. Hi, everybody. This is Jim Mitchell, and in each calendar year or school year at St. Vider, there are certain milestone events that come up each year. Today, we're going to talk about one that's a little bit out of place. We'll get an explanation as to why, but I think most people will know. But to help us through this is Kristen Daniels, the Director of Development at St. Vider. And Kristen, it's been a while since you and I have had a conversation on the podcast, so welcome back. Nice to talk to you.
Thanks. It's nice to be here.
It's always great when we get to talk about events. And we've got the Million Dollar Classic coming up, and that's going to be in October. I'll let you kind of tell us where and when. But that's not the usual location on the calendar for it, is it?
No, it's not. We're looking forward to hosting this year. It's actually the 25th anniversary Million Dollar Classic, and we will be out at the club at Winstone in North Barrington again. But this year we'll be there on Monday, October 5th. So you had mentioned it. Typically we host this outing in June, but for the sake of everyone's safety, we decided to postpone until the fall and hope that the weather and the community would cooperate. And so far, so good. We're looking forward to a great day.
Now, the club at Winstone, that's a location that the Million Dollar Classic has been at before, if I recall, correct?
Yes, we have. So kind of have a storied history there with the club at Winstone, and there are some families, actually, that are part of the leadership group that are also strong Vider families and Vider supporters. So they are anxious to have us back, and we are looking forward to returning. So it's an extraordinary club, great customer service, obviously a beautiful golf course, and the Vider families there, the connection, they make it kind of hard to say no. It's nice to be able to welcome people.
Yeah, it's a fantastic location. Now, tell us a little bit about the format of golf and the day itself. Shotgun start, or how's everything going to play out?
Yeah, no problem. So we're looking forward to starting. We'll have a shotgun scramble format. We'll start at 10 a.m. on Monday, October 5th. But we welcome folks out there early. They can come, putt around. They can head out to the range. So we'll have guests coming at about 8:30 or 9. They'll join us for breakfast and get stretched and ready to go. A few quick remarks and a prayer to set us on our way in true Vider form. And then starting at 10, hopefully wrapping up about 3 or 3:30 that afternoon. And then we're also hosting a cocktail hour, reception, a short program, and dinner on the patio from a safe social distance following golf that afternoon.
Well, you mentioned, of course, everyone's favorite term these days, social distance. And so many great things have been done here on campus to allow students and faculty back. I'm one of the few schools that's doing that at this point in the year. But it's a concern no matter where we go. So tell me what precautions are being taken at the event itself to make this possible and keep everyone safe.
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks, actually, for bringing it up. I feel like our students have set the perfect example of the way to follow the rules and to be together but not too close together for the sake of getting done what they need and want to on any given day. So we are following their lead. All of registration and check-in for the golf outing will be outdoors this year. And then, of course, golf itself is a great outside activity that people have been participating in for at least the last couple of months. And then the club at Winstone is helping us make sure that we can also celebrate after the event. So our dinner this year will be a little different. That dinner and program will be out on the back patio for folks that haven't been there. It's an extraordinary space. The view is just beautiful, but it's spacious. It's lovely. So we will make sure that we've only got certain parties sitting at each table together, that the tables are spaced apart. We want to make sure the guests that are attending the Million Dollar Classic are as comfortable and as safe as they could be while they're with us.
Well, we're looking ahead to October 5th, and I'll take a pause here to let you tell us how you can register for the event. I want to do that at least a couple times in our conversation. So why don't you shoot that information out now, and then we'll get back to a little more conversation in detail about the event itself.
Sure. The easiest way to gather more information and to register is to visit the website, and that address is www.stviator.com/MDC, standing for Million Dollar Classic. The details are right on there in terms of reservations, sponsorship, and then we're also looking to add a couple of opportunities for folks to support the Million Dollar Classic that can't necessarily join us at the club at Windstone on October 5th. So that website, stviator.com/MDC, will have all the information you're looking for.
Well, supporting the organization is really what the event is all about. You know, talk us through the fundraising aspect of this event and you know, how funds might be used from the Million Dollar Classic this year.
Yeah, no problem. So the Million Dollar Classic is hosted each year as the premier fundraising event for the athletic programs here at St. Viator. So some kind of quick stats on that is that nearly 80% of our student body participate in one or more sports. There are 31 sports teams, I believe, as of this academic year at St. Viator. And athletic director Jason Cuffell and his team have just done a fantastic job making sure that there's kind of countless opportunities for the students to get involved. So in return, we like to host the Million Dollar Classic as an opportunity to not only celebrate the kids and their athletic achievements in the last year, but then support whatever future initiatives the athletic programs and the athletic department have coming up. So over the course of the years, it's been everything from equipment to technology. Sometimes it's transportation for our student athletes that the Million Dollar Classic supports. And this year, we're very lucky to be kicking off with the fall golf outing. We are kicking off a campaign to renovate the Murphy Wellness Center. And for anyone that hasn't been to campus, we would encourage you, as schedules and safety permits, to reach out to us for a tour. But the Murphy Wellness Center is just an absolutely fantastic facility. It is on the lower level of St. Viator's building here on campus. It's a 10,000 square foot space full of equipment and opportunity, technology, and then the staff to really be able to help St. Viator student athletes make the best of their experience here. And in the last couple of years, we've expanded that so that the PE programs also utilize that space. So there really isn't any student that comes through St. Viator that doesn't spend time in the Murphy Wellness Center. So we are looking forward to kind of sprucing up that space, bringing on some new equipment, some new lighting technology, and making sure that it is state of the art.
Well, it is a highly utilized space within the school, as you said, for all the athletic programs and student body in general through physical education classes. And I know they focus on wellness and nutrition. Certainly looking forward to the renovation and the plans there. We'll be sharing some drawings on that before too much longer. But you also mentioned the staff, and I think it's very unique that St. Viator, in addition to the space, has dedicated staff. And I think the ability to do that is kind of one of the outcomes of past Million Dollar Classics. Talk a little bit about the fact that there's excellent personnel on hand as well.
Yeah, no problem. So many times, and there's no shortage of great stories when it comes to our student athletes and what they've achieved, but kind of the hidden heroes in a lot of that would be the team that works in the athletic department. So from top to the bottom and all around, we're able to have just great folks join us on that level. We've got a full-time strength and conditioning coach, which is pretty rare at the high school level. We've got athletic trainers on site. And then, of course, Jason and his team that make sure that our athletes have great experiences. So, like I said, it's easy to say nice things about the student athletes. They're extraordinary. And with the Million Dollar Classic, it's been volunteers that have brought that to life. But kind of the unsung heroes there would be the staff members that support the Murphy Wellness Center and make sure that it's just an awesome opportunity and well-accessed by all of our students here at St. Viator.
Kristen Daniels today. She is the Director of Development for St. Viator High School, and we're taking a look at the upcoming Million Dollar Classic, scheduled for October 5th at the club at Windstone. Normally a June event, but because of the conditions of the year, it's been moved and still a great opportunity for people to be involved. And you mentioned, Kristen, that almost 80% of the student body is involved in athletics, which leads me to believe that there's a lot of alumni out there who understand the value of athletics at St. Vider and understand the value of the Murphy Wellness Center. Great opportunity for them to register for the event, but if maybe they can't through other obligations or they're out of town, are there ways that people can be involved, even if they can't be on the golf course with you that day?
Absolutely. We would encourage anyone that's interested to reach out to myself, or you can also talk to Coach Cuffell in the athletic department. We're very happy to talk to you about personalized giving opportunities, but also, as we had mentioned, having the golf outing in October this year is a kickoff to the Strengthening Our Core campaign. And so we will be, as a development team and an alumni relations team, reaching out to alumni and past athletes here at St. Vider and sharing the renderings, talking a little bit about our vision for the space, and then encouraging them to support. So if you haven't seen it yet on social media or on the website, there will be more to come, but it'll be a great opportunity to get people involved, and then when the time comes, welcome them back to campus so that they can see it firsthand.
And what other ways can people assist? Are there still sponsorship opportunities? Will there be fundraising, raffles, anything else people can do to help make this day a success for you?
Yeah, we've got sponsorship opportunities that still exist for the Million Dollar Classic. That same information can be found on the website. Again, that was www.stviator.com/MBC. Outlined some of those opportunities. We are also putting the finishing touches on a really great grand prize raffle item that raffle tickets will be available to more than just the folks attending on October 5th. So we'll be sharing that with the community here in the next couple of days. And we hope that that's an excuse to get excited about your own personal wellness, and then making sure that those same wellness opportunities exist for our Lions and our future Lions.
And the school is known as a place with great tradition, particularly in the athletic department, and a place of innovation where a lot of new technology is being added in the classrooms, and you mentioned as well in the athletic department. With this being the 25th anniversary, I'm sure it was a little difficult to not have the event in June and play it up. But as you look forward to the future, let's get this one in successfully. Do you anticipate a return to a summer date in 2021 for the Million Dollar Classic?
Thanks. Yes, it's certainly our plan. So we are looking forward to hosting again in June. We hope that we'll have some great news and some great pictures that we can share with people after a successful renovation campaign. Jim, you kind of mentioned it, and I've said that I have the privilege of working alongside Jason Cuffell on some of these projects, and then also our newest colleague in the development office is Crystal Harris, so another proud graduate of St. Vider, former student athlete here and a collegiate athlete, and both of them have shared great stories about how, as a volunteer or a coach, or when they were a Lion athlete here at school, just what those facilities meant, what the Million Dollar Classic meant to them, and so many of the things that they learned as a student athlete have transferred into some great skills for them at the collegiate level and in the workforce later in life as a teammate and team builder. So we're looking forward to a great event, but we know the scope and the work of what's done at the Million Dollar Classic can be so much greater than just one particular golf outing, and so much larger than only the experience they have while they're in the building here. Those are qualities that they can take with them long after they're gone.
Well, a lot of information shared. Big day coming up on October 5th. And one more time, Chris, why don't you let us know where we can register and make sure we get everyone in there to fill up all the foursomes you need.
Sure. You can go ahead and visit us at www.stviter.com/MBC. Information for registration, for sponsorship, and then also how to get in touch with us about either contributing or possibly volunteering as we move forward. So again, mention that volunteers are a great part of the Million Dollar Classic. We've had some very generous supporters, including the Murphy family and others that help bring the Murphy Wellness Center dream to life. And we're looking forward to seeing that next step and where the Million Dollar Classic takes us this year.
Really appreciate your contributions as always. We wish you a lot of luck on October 5th. Looking forward to great success, and I'm sure we'll talk to you as the year goes on about other events coming up in the development department. Thanks to Chris and Daniels. Thanks, everyone, for being a part of the podcast today. We've got a lot more coming up, but let's focus on October 5th and get over to the website to get registered to be a part of this great event. Thanks so much for listening, and we will talk to you on an upcoming episode very soon.